GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Severe weather from a storm system moving across the country has left 8 people dead in Kentucky. That according to the governor. Nearly the entire state is under alert today. ABC meteorologist Samara Theodore.
95% of Kentucky right now is under some type of flood warning. And even more critical, in West Virginia, we've already experienced evacuations as we have rare and catastrophic flooding currently occurring.
And the rain and snow from the storm affecting travel. More than 800 U.S. flights canceled. Boston, Washington, Reagan, and Charlotte seeing the biggest cancellation impacts. New York area airports seeing the biggest delays. The next target for President Trump's government slashing and Elon Musk's Doge team, the IRS, set to lay off thousands of probationary workers in the middle of tax season. Top Trump administration officials heading to Saudi Arabia next week to start peace negotiations to end the war in Ukraine, including Secretary of State Marco Rubio. This is ABC News. Luigi Mangione charged in the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, due in court again this coming week. And now he's speaking out from behind bars. More from ABC's Morgan Norwood.
On a website created by his defense team, Mangione thanking his supporters, writing, "I am overwhelmed by and grateful for everyone who has written me to share their stories and express their support. And I look forward to hearing more in the future." It comes as lawyers for Mangione confirmed that he accepted $300,000 for his legal defense fund as he awaits trial at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn.
The Vatican says Pope Francis had a second night sleeping well at the hospital where the 88-year-old pontiff is being treated for a respiratory tract infection. Francis' condition was stable. He continues his unspecified drug therapy. The Argentine Pope, known as a workaholic who keeps a grueling pace despite many ailments, was admitted to Rome's Gemelli Hospital on Friday after a week-long bout of bronchitis worsened. Dave Packer, ABC News.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Conservation groups are criticizing the Trump administration's new review of all oil, gas, and mining on public lands. Suzanne Potter reports.
New U.S. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum has ordered a 15-day internal review of these sites, which conservation groups warn could be a first step toward altering their boundaries to allow fossil fuel and mineral extraction. And yet, Daniel Hart with the National Parks Conservation Association says this would do little to address the energy emergency recently declared by President Donald Trump.
The timeline from starting a lease sale until oil and gas is pumping and then refined and into the markets is a long time. It would not immediately do anything to lower gas prices.
In the past, Carrizo Plain National Monument on the Central Coast has been eyed for oil and gas development. Other national monuments in California whose boundaries could be reevaluated include the two newest, Chuckwalla and Satitla National Monuments, along with 13 others across the state. Hart says these public lands are crucial for wildlife habitat and recreation, and he points out they pump billions of dollars into the outdoor economy.
They protect both natural and cultural resources. They are a great place for our shared histories, but also the public benefit. They support the outdoor recreation economy, especially in rural states.
Across the U.S., 24 million acres of public land are already leased to oil and gas companies for fossil fuel extraction, with over 12 million acres under active drilling. The NPCA says key monuments that risk losing protections include Devil's Tower in Wyoming and the Dinosaur and Hovensweep National Monuments in Utah. I'm Suzanne Potter. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries around the area. Accumulations, though, not much more than a dusting. Our temperatures will actually fall to the middle teens by the end of the day. Gusty northwest winds to nearly 30 miles per hour. Tonight, becoming mostly clear, near 5 below. Right now, it's 19.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday's show, Kristen Ambos with Point Mortgage and Paul Vanden Plus with Wonderfully Wisconsin.
Plus, local author Stacy Ryan joins us again. Her book series is finally out.
Join us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Lean Local. Of course, this is the show where we do what we say and we lean into the local community. And that's not to say we're not concerned with what's going on in Gaza and Ukraine and what's going on in D.C. Those are all very important things here in the state as well. But this show, we lean into the local community and we talk about pretty much everything from education, economic development, homelessness. But my guest today, I've been trying to get this guy on for a while. This is going to be fun. Every month I do an episode called Green Bay's Greatest. And it could be like the Northland Hotel. It could be a person like Bob Atwell, Pat Reardon. And I was going to put you under that category, but a couple more years. 10, 15 more years.
That's fair, Jim.
Okay, right? But right now, you're making it happen in Green Bay, in the downtown Green Bay. And when I Googled you, and I, of course, I've known you for years. We'll talk a little bit about that. But it's just you had said that as a proud community advocate, and you are. You're very proud of this community. You've done a lot with collaborating people, especially in the music industry. And what we're going to learn today is we're going to focus a lot on the music scene in Green Bay. Is it working? Is it growing? Are there opportunities? But I want to do that in the second segment. This first segment, I want to focus a little bit on you, Tarl. I was telling Kyle that you went to Interlochen.
I did. Yeah, I attended Interlochen.
My daughter went there.
No kidding.
Josh Groban went there.
You're right.
I know that's their big, besides you, that's their big claim to fame is Josh Groban.
They also had Norah Jones.
Oh.
And most recently, an alum of their summer program is Chapel Roan, who just won a Grammy for Best New Artist or something like that.
Yeah, the only way you get to Interlochen is if you're pretty well schooled here, which you were in Dudley Birder's Young Performers.
Or, I was.
Yeah, and
yeah,
she was.
Greta and
right.
Kids.
My kids were in there as well. So, but she's the only one that went to Interlochen. But let's talk about you. Interesting guy. Can I ask how old you are?
29.
Okay. All right. 29. I got kids your age.
Yeah. You do.
Well, you went to school with them. So, and you made a commitment to stay here, which I think is awesome. I think you have a lot of talent that we're going to get to. And not only stay here, but be very entrepreneurial. But let's talk about when you were just a kid, how you got into music, where you went to school. Tell me about you.
Yeah, so I had a really supportive mother who, introduced me to all of the great things that Green Bay has to offer, arts and culturally. Wasn't born here, but was really raised in Green Bay on the Neville Public Museum and art galleries and Kids Day, which is an accomplishment of the mayor at the time. That would be you. And so there are a number of really wonderful, accessible, affordable opportunities that I got to experience. I think Green Bay has really grown in the last 20 years in that respect. And so as a kid, being able to access pianos and guitars and live music in a public, accessible, affordable setting was a really big impact on me. At 9, I started playing piano. At 11, guitar, and at 13, I was writing my own music and my songs, and from time to time, I was skipping class in school in order to take up my music and play. It meant so much to me. And while other kids were socializing or maybe playing video games or skateboarding, which were all great fun things to do, I was playing in cafes and starting to explore playing at farmers markets.
And I was impressed. We're talking with Tarl Knight, of course, owner of the Tarleton Theater downtown. You own a couple other businesses, but like I said, we're going to get to that. I remember when I, not remember when I first met you, but I remember meeting you when I was mayor and you were a kid and you were performing for other kids. And I just could see in you that, look, this, and you were enjoying it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know? Any fears or what made you jump up in front of peers, like, and even older too, that and just get your guitar and start singing away?
I probably liked being a little bit different. I probably liked being up on stage rather than listening. I like speaking. I like singing. shocker, you know. So maybe there's an ego thing there, but I had a great time connecting with people that way. A lot of folks are afraid to get up on stage or speak publicly. I've always been more comfortable away from the crowd and up on stage, maybe directing or leading or speaking, sometimes lecturing, and performing. And so, you know, that was an outlet for me to do that with my peers. And
so, Tarl, we interview entertainers, one person, two people. And my question to them is always, who influenced you the most? And you can say a band if you want, but I'm always curious because sometimes you talked about your mother and I know her, she's great. But sometimes the parents don't see it like other people do. And that happens in a lot of industries. I mean, if you've got a kid that's constantly taking stuff apart, he could be an engineer, but you have to get him out right to the Einstein project so he can go in there and or she, you know, can go in there. Dr. Hunziker always said at the medical college, he goes, you know, there's, and that was back when I was married, he goes, look, there's some doctors in these schools that don't know they can be a doctor okay because their parents maybe didn't make that connection. He said, we got to find a way to get them through here and that whole, you know, aptitude. But your spark to pursue a career in entertainment, who was it? Was it the mayor? No.
Well, I have a funny story. I think I've told this one before and to a couple of folks, you know, privately too. But I was, I was at a holiday parade in Green Bay as a kid. I may have been 9 or 10. And you were riding one of the Segways and you were greeting everybody on the street. You were saying hi to everybody like you always have done. And you know, for some reason I got caught up saying hi to you and asked about the Segway, and you offered, you know, to have me ride it, so you allowed me to ride it. And we were talking for a minute there. You were a great inspiration. All the things.
I was just kidding when I said that. I don't remember that, but I'm glad that I don't think our insurance would have covered me giving a little kid a ride on a Segway.
Well, my story was a hypothetical, Tim, purposes. But really, seriously, my mother was not only a great parent, but a great friend and continues to be. She saw the spark, as you put it, and she really dedicated a lot of her time and her energy and resources to making sure that both my and my sister, but in particular me, I think I was especially challenging. We moved schools many times in order to find me the right fit. Mm-hmm. She went above and beyond in order to make sure that I had a platform that I could pursue my inherent skills or talents, my interests. Instead of asking me to be something specific, she allowed me to grow and grew with me as my parent and as a guide or in that process. And so finding the next best fit where I can continue to grow in an arts and music program or whether that's a charter school or a private school or a summer camp or more time for her to take off on nights and weekends to bring me to my performances at the concert halls and cafes and bars and restaurants. That was her. Later on, I attended the Steelbird Song Fest, which was a very formative opportunity for me. And I met a great mentor of mine there, Pat McDonald, who was a Green Bay native, and ended up writing and recording a number of big hits with the band Timbuk 3. The Future's So Bright, I Gotta Wear Shades, that's him. But his greatest accomplishment to me is the creation of the Steelbird Song Festival in Door County in Sturgeon mm-hmm. Bay. I was a part of that from the time I was 13 on. And one year he took my mother aside and said, you know, Pamela, that's my mother. Some kids go on to college, and Charles College is writing songs with these professionals from around the country and the world. That's going to be his college. And, you know, instead of forcing him down a more traditional, conventional path, you should consider this as his post-secondary education. And she did, and she listened.
Kudos to her. Yeah. There are some parents that, look, I only have two kids or three kids, and they got the traditional path, you know, and you go, it's very expensive, and sometimes they're not as happy. So I want to just say something as a parent, but when you see talented kids like yourself or the effort that parents have to put into that, because, you know, ballet classes, everybody's like, oh, sports, you know, these guys, they practice a lot. All the arts practice just as much.
Right.
And, you know, the theater people, you know, 10, 11 at night, man, that's way past my bedtime. But I'm sitting there nodding off waiting for the rehearsal to get
10, 11 at night, that's lunchtime.
I know. I did live that. Hey, you're 29 years old. And one of my concerns, you know, back when I was in office and even still today, I worry about people leaving the community. This brain drain. And I know Minneapolis is great and Chicago, and there's so many good places. What kept you here? Because I bet you looked at going other places.
I did travel other places after graduating into Luck, and I did move around throughout the Midwest. I even hitchhiked around the Midwest playing gigs and concerts and in people's homes and on street corners, and I had a great time doing that, but ended up returning after living in Door County for a while because I saw a great amount of potential in Green Bay. I wanted to contribute to that in seeing all of the wonderful things throughout the Midwest and the country, making Green Bay something special, and so that's why I stayed.
And to make something special, you have to invest, and you've done that. I want to get to that right after the break. Speaking of things happening, and you're making things happen in the music and arts industry here in Green Bay, but I remember taking my kids, we traveled quite a bit, and they'd be like, wow, this is an awesome downtown, or this. That stuff just doesn't happen.
Right.
There are leaders that make it happen, you know, and you're one of them. Are you a Future 15 too?
I am, yeah. 2 years ago, Entrepreneur of the Year finalist, and this year, Entrepreneur of the Year finalist.
That's awesome.
Once again, fingers crossed.
Yeah, all right. You win that, we'll bring you back as one of Green Bay's best. But right now, we're talking with Tarl Knight. Tarl, again, owns the Tarl Theater downtown here in Green Bay. Just gave his life to the arts. He's great leadership skills and, you know, some education, but just a lot of being out there. I think people know who you are, and I think they look to you for advice when it comes to the whole music arts scene. So when we come back, I want to talk more about that, okay?
Thanks, Jim.
All right, great. We'll be right back. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Jim Schmidt, very special guest in studio, Tarl Knight, who owns the Tarleton Theater here downtown and some other venues I want to talk to him about. And again, in our first segment, he, you know, it takes talent and dedication and just a lot of effort to do what you're doing. And you are elevating the music and arts scene in Green Bay. I think if people would say, you know, who kind of runs that segment, your name would come to mind. So you're 29 years old. When did you decide this is the track I'm going to take? Because I don't want to know how much you make, but that's not sometimes the wealthiest track to take.
That's putting it lightly. I actually don't garner a salary from any of my businesses.
Wow.
Or any of my volunteer work. So not super high income producing.
So, but tell me, when did you decide, you know what? I'm going in on this. I'm going bricks and mortar. I'm going to really, you know, I'm going to buy the business. I'm going to buy the house. This is where I'm going to put my roots. Sure. Tell me about that first.
Yeah, so I was a young performer and looking to record some of my musical and artistic, ideas. And so invested on a land contract in a small building in the Broadway District downtown Green Bay when I was maybe 20 or 21. And then from there, ended up becoming much more involved in the musical community. Formed a music festival throughout the downtown on both sides of the river. After 2 years of doing that, I ended up meeting my now business partner and a business legend in Green Bay, especially in club and bar ownership, Mark Mariucci. And he founded Zaz Video Bar on the east side, mm-hmm, in the 80s and ran that in the 90s and then owned the historic West Theater from 2000 to 2005. So after we met and got to talking, it had been 20 years since he retired from that space and that part of his life. And he's still an entrepreneur at heart. I'm an entrepreneur at heart. So ended up going into business together in order to bring a new vision for community-based, hyper-local, live, original art and music and film and culture to the downtown in a really important, vital, historic space, the West Theater. And that had been vacant as a theater, a cinema, or an arts and cultural center for over a decade. And so in reinvesting in that space was, you know, that was really the big step to where I am now.
So you saw, as an entrepreneur, the need for that we were a desert, if you will, of venue places. So in the last 20 years, how's it changed?
Yeah, so, you know, people, you know the Mile of Music, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
And the Mile of Music is a gargantuan investment in Appleton and in the Fox Cities. But that downtown has seen so much revitalization. In part, it's a success because of Lawrence University and the wonderful, injection of youth and energy and new arts and cultural ideas. But the Myla Music took it a step further by inviting hundreds of performers from around the world, and so saw the need for there to be a central downtown Green Bay focused music festival, event, and so ended up, pursuing that a number of times and exploring that. My history with the Steelbird Song Festival in Door County for almost a decade, that really inspired me to pursue bringing people together over arts and culture, saving the historic Steel Bridge. That's through music. That's the idea of the Steelbird Song Fest. So going to the city council and attending those meetings and demanding the preservation and support for that of that Michigan Street Bridge that's an icon in Door County. That inspired me to then try and preserve the historic West Theater and started, me on the path of historic and preservation and restoration. But with Appleton, as with many other cities, you have a number of different live music venues. You have a wide variety of festivals and activities. And as a kid, noticed that there were plenty but started to deplete. And so just making sure that there was an opportunity for local folks to have the opportunity at building their career, at building their community, their fan base, at accessing different resources in the community, getting their vision on the screen, getting their vision out into a microphone, that was important to me. I've spoken with people in Appleton since opening the Tarleton Theater and forming the festival with the Shipyard District, All Bands on Deck, which I founded and direct. And it sounds like the grass is always greener. From Green Bay's perspective, Appleton always had it going on and continues to. But from people's perspective in Appleton, Green Bay has it going on now.
Right.
So what we're doing is working, and we're building a successful arts and cultural community. Even more than that, because you can't take credit for that. That happens organically. We're giving it a place to shine. We're putting those folks in front of audiences. We're giving them a stage and a screen.
I want to talk about the venues, because I think sometimes you get the Widener. Well, that's 2,200 seats. Somebody who's just getting started, that's a pretty big room. And
right.
I'm assuming you guys don't like playing to empty rooms,
yeah.
So, but I want to back up, talk about Appleton and Door County a little bit, or Sturgeon Bay. It's important that you get out of Green Bay. I mean, I love the city, but
yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot to learn, and those are really close. But I mean, even when you get out west or different cities, Oklahoma City, everybody thinks that's just tumbleweeds. That city is happening. They are attracting more educated young people. Nashville has got it going on. Of course, Austin's had it going on for a while, but it's just important. I think you're not taking anything. You're taking parts of things.
Absolutely.
Like you and Corey Chisholm, I'm sure, are friends.
You have to imitate before you innovate.
Right.
Yeah. And there's quotes about all great artists steal. And, there is a lot that's recycled. But the idea of us reinventing the wheel, that doesn't need to happen.
No.
We just need to find the great things that work, that excite us as tourists, as visitors, and our travels, and bring them here to Green Bay. And for a lot of folks here, that's their first time experiencing it. It's new. It's exciting. It's innovative. So that's, what we tried to do with the Tarleton. And with All Bands on Deck is grab South by Southwest and the Myla Music and bring it to Green Bay with All Bands on Deck.
You get South by Southwest here, that'd be happening.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd have to shut the city down like the NFL draft.
That's right. We'll talk about that in a little bit on what you're going to do, because we want to really showcase the city. And we've got the world stage for 4 or 5 days, and then let's lean into that a little bit. And I think you made a good point. I want to just talk about Appleton and Green Bay, maybe a little bit of a rivalry, but they really support each other.
Yep.
I mean, they've got great musicals down there. Of course, my kid went to Lawrence. And then they're up here as well. That Myla Music, I mean, there's a lot of people that go down for that. And
I
think that's
going to be... I visit each year.
I bet.
Yeah.
And that's going to be reciprocal. But those are good communities. And when you really look at the market we're in, we got 1 million people. A dollar from everybody would be good. So there's a lot of opportunity in this community. When we come back, I want to talk about if there is talent in this town, and I know there is, and I know there is
absolutely.
A lot of talent in this town. How do you get started? Because like I said, you're not going to open up at the Widener Center or the Rush. So let's talk about opportunities that have been created by you and some of your friends
absolutely.
To give people a stage. All right, we're going to be right back. We're with Tarl Knight with the Tarleton Theater, downtown Green Bay. We'll be right back. I hang out everywhere.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Severe weather from a storm system moving across the country has left 8 people dead in Kentucky. That according to the governor. Nearly the entire state is under alert today. ABC meteorologist Samara Theodore.
95% of Kentucky right now is under some type of flood warning. And even more critical, in West Virginia, we've already experienced evacuations as we have rare and catastrophic flooding currently occurring.
And the rain and snow from the storm affecting travel. More than 800 U.S. flights canceled. Boston, Washington, Reagan, and Charlotte seeing the biggest cancellation impacts. New York area airports seeing the biggest delays. The next target for President Trump's government slashing and Elon Musk's Doge team, the IRS, set to lay off thousands of probationary workers in the middle of tax season. Top Trump administration officials heading to Saudi Arabia next week to start peace negotiations to end the war in Ukraine, including Secretary of State Marco Rubio. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Wisconsin shuts down Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, the number 16th ranked Wisconsin Badgers upset 7th ranked Purdue 94-84. The Badgers running into foul trouble early, followed by Kamari McGee ejected for a flagrant 2 foul. But Wisconsin took over in the second half. Greg Gard says Purdue a tough place to get a win.
Phenomenal environment. They do it right here in terms of the crowd and against a really good team. But I thought, obviously, super impressed with my own team. You know, first half that was a little rocky. You know, McGee has to hit the showers early and have other guys unite even more, and guys like Janicki step up and make tremendous plays in the second half. Couldn't be happier for our guys, because coming in here to be able to play like we did and then finish it out.
John Tanjay leading the Badgers with 32 points. Up next, Wisconsin to host Illinois on Tuesday night at the Kohl Center with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries around the area. Accumulations, though, not much more than a dusting. Our temperatures will actually fall to the middle teens by the end of the day. Gusty northwest winds to nearly 30 miles per hour. Tonight, becoming mostly clear, near 5 below. It's 21 at our studios.
Do you think radio is pretty neat? Do you see yourself in the broadcasting field in the future? Or do you just want to catch a rare glimpse of our producer, Todd Michaels, outside of the studio for once? I'm Amanda with your new Wisco 411, and college and high school students alike could attend the Wisconsin Broadcaster Student Forum at Lambeau Field on February 22nd. This is your chance to match the voice to the face behind the mic. Registration is required, and again, Todd Michaels is going to be there. I shouldn't be telling you that. So go to WGBW.FM, click events. We'll see if I have a job next week.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, are you exhausted, tired, fed up? We get it, but we want you to get involved. Luann Bird is going to join us to talk about ways to keep going. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are here with Tarl Knight, who is the owner of a club here in Green Bay and a few other places as well. Today, we're leading into the music scene in Green Bay. How has it evolved? Is it a place where you can, in quotes, make it? There's bigger cities that I think people get wide-eyed about. It's like, well, if I'm going to make it in the music scene, maybe not L.A. or New York, but I'm going to Minneapolis, Chicago, Milwaukee. And can we compete with those people? Is there an opportunity here in Green Bay? And before you answer, Tarl, I want to say that, and I've been pretty involved in this city for a long time. There's a lot of talent in this city.
No, absolutely.
A lot. Yep. Like, I don't think we get the credit. Yeah, we're a sports town, and I get that, but man, you go to some of these local theaters and these local musicals, and it's like, wow.
Yeah, Green Bay's got it going on, for sure. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, you know, we can look at Appleton or Milwaukee or Madison and say, hey, they have such amazing talent and such a great community of performers. But Green Bay has it going on, and all of those cities are looking to us. Just talked to some folks from Appleton the other day who were mentioning that, hey, the grass is greener to them. Green Bay really does have it going on. Folks from Madison who came up to play at the Tarleton Theater and mentioned Madison has no music scene compared to Green Bay. We hear about it all the way down there across the state.
Awesome.
So here are some you know, really great finds in Green Bay. We have a number of music festivals for, you know, most bands or performers to access. We have farmers markets to go and perform at the street level. And then there are a number of music venues of different sizes and capacities that can facilitate your vision. In the past, we've had really great legendary music venues like Concert Cafe and the Lyric Room. So one of my ventures with the Tarleton Theater venues was to open up a new smaller live music venue called At the Tracks, and that's just south of Mason Street on South Broadway. But the idea there is 50 to 100 people to come and see smaller bands, local bands who want to want to exhibit their musical vision in a much smaller capacity. That's tough sometimes for rock bands or punk or metal or songwriters. Is to get in front of an audience, to have a space willing to take the chance and risk a night, of overhead and expenses on a new rising musician. And that was an opportunity that I saw a lot when I was a young person starting to perform, and a lot of people took a chance on me. So that's the way that we're going to drive the music community forward in finding new music leaders, seeing new bands emerge with new creative artistry. The Tarleton Theater is another great space.
That would be the next step up, though. You've got, what do you seat there?
Yeah, that's about 100 to 200.
Okay.
Depending
on the night.
And
that's a theater. I mean, that's
right.
Really nice. Food service. I really enjoy the ambiance of that. You don't remember, but there was the Carlton Theater. I don't know if you
the Carlton West.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And same kind of design.
Sure.
You know, they set more people, but it's great to sit in a booth and listen to some. The acoustics you have in there are spot on. And I love the jazz that you bring in.
Yeah, we're the home of the Green Bay Jazz Orchestra.
Right.
I know you came in a couple of months ago, and that was great to see you.
Yeah.
But the Green Bay Film Festival is there exhibiting independent film visions, and a lot of them are Wisconsin or locally made with local or Wisconsin-based directors, producers, writers, actors. But, you know, in terms of artists or visual artists or musical artists, the Tarleton is a great space for a more upscale or a larger scale event idea. If you want to come and participate as a painter in our Art War live painting competition, that's available for amateur and professional artists to come and compete in a friendly, supportive environment. in order to showcase your skill and your talent in visual art. And all of the paintings at the end of each of our art wars are auctioned off to the members of the public who are there as guests. We have a number of different performance opportunities for singer-songwriters, and we'll drag in really wonderful acts like Dorothy Scott from Door County or Pat McDonald from Door County. All kinds of performers will come in and grace our stage with their wonderful songs. But that's an environment, too, where if you have an album release as a Green Bay Band, a performer, we welcome that. We want to create an occasion with you with our big screen in the back with drink specials at the bar that are named and themed after the songs on your album, or dinner specials that, you know, encompass the theme of your film when you want to debut it. And so there are a lot of really fun, unique things that we can do that are in their own right art projects in order to help to really accentuate Green Bay's creative visions when we bring them into the Tarleton Theater.
Speaking of new albums.
Yeah.
You got something coming up.
I do. I've been working on an album of my own.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
No, it's not here. You tell me about it. We'll hear it when it comes out.
You got a guitar in here? Yeah. I've been working on this thing for 10 years. And you know, sometimes I feel a little bit like a fraud, Jim, because working with all these wonderful musicians and artists as a venue owner, a festival organizer, and I still haven't released my own musical project, but for 10 years in the background behind all of the neighborhood work and all of the district work and the venue work, I've been recording and writing my own material. And so in my own studio, I've got a dozen tracks that I'm very excited to release this year in 2025. And just like all of the artists that I've been
encouraging.
Yeah, I too am going to have the opportunity to do just what I'm inviting everyone to do, is to debut my album and my songs to a small crowd in the perfect size venue at the Tarleton, where I'm going to have the lyrics on the screen behind me and small videos that go along with it, and showcase with a band and members of the Widener Philharmonic on strings, my own music that I've been working on.
Do you have a date?
I don't have a date.
Okay. Let us know. I mean, I want to come to that.
Yeah,
and
please.
I just want to support you.
Great.
I think you're doing a great job here in Green Bay. And the other thing I like about what you're doing is you're elevating everyone. I mean, the Art Garage, they've got it going on. Some of these smaller venues are excited that Tarleton is there. And I mean, this is what we're talking about. And I think that's healthy for our community to do things. I don't want to say non-business, but it's kind of out there a little bit, but it really brings a creative class to our community that maybe was always there, but just didn't have the venues to talk about it.
It's good for business, but it's good for quality of life.
Right.
You know, art and music and film, culture, connectiveness, coming together over things that make us smile or make us cry or make us laugh together. Those are the things that make life worth living and make a really valuable experience in a city, in any community. And so Green Bay has those things going on besides the money aspect. That's what we strive to do. That's
right.
Why I do it.
So tell me about is there a genre of music that Green Bay likes more than others?
Absolutely. Green Bay is punk as bleep.
Really?
Do you believe that? Absolutely. Green Bay has such a deep, rich history of punk music.
Okay, I got a couple 20-year-olds that are helping out. You guys, punk? Anybody want to weigh in on that?
I don't know if I would say that. I listen to a lot of music, though.
Punk, you listen to punk?
I suppose so.
Con?
I listen to like every genre, so well, I'm just around there, you know?
Con, you're not really from Green Bay, though, so I don't know if it would have wore off on you.
I mean, my hometown's just country, so.
Okay.
And mine is polka, but.
Excellent.
But you think that punk is a genre that we have here that people are latching onto?
I think so. Comparatively to other cities of our size in the state and around in the Midwest, Green Bay has a particularly industrial history here on the river, machine working, paper manufacturing. For some reason, that has created an environment sometimes in some subcultures of complacency they feel. And so punk and fighting the man and getting out in our little quiet Midwestern town, rocking the town with punk music, that I think was a big thing. Green Bay celebrated a long time artistic vision with a documentary that was recently debuted at the Tarleton called Green Blah, The History of Punk Rock in Green Bay. And so I was able to learn a lot about how Tom Smith and so many folks in our community have for decades been producing an environment that cultivates, a counterculture of punk rock, metal, rock and roll. And so Green Bay really has that going on. There's obviously many different genres exhibited here in Green Bay, but that one stands out to me as uniquely Green Bay.
Wow, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, so I've been to a show at your other theater at the Tracks.
Yeah.
And there was three or four performers and they were all punk.
Yeah.
Like kind of metal sort of
bands.
Yeah,
at the Tracks facilitates, you know, almost exclusively punk and metal and rock. We never slow down or stop. There's so much to exhibit.
Well, what an opportunity for those kids. I'm assuming they're kids. I don't know that. I've never been to one of your...
A summer up in their 50s.
They're originators of the punk rock scene. I'll back that one up. To have a venue, yeah. And you offer that, and I think that's really important that we have that. Do we have the openness of bars and restaurants to invite people in? Do people expect live music? I mean, you go to Nashville, it's just place to place. It's music, and one's better than the next, and you know they're all trying to make it. Is Green Bay open to restaurants and bars having live music?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a cultural shift, I think, that sometimes we need to focus on making, and that is producing income at the door through ticket sales, and expecting that from guests and customers and folks in our community who want to experience that kind of commodity and that experience, being willing to pay for it. But there are many different restaurants and bars and cafes throughout the city that are great at showcasing and producing an environment for live music. All Bands on Deck is a good example, where we take 15 to 20 venues throughout the Shipyard District, and many of them are not live music venues in their own right. They're just a bar or a tavern or a pub or a restaurant, but for a weekend, they turn into a live music venue, a stage area sectioned off. We have hundreds of people come through each day during the festival in order to support for free live music and local live bands. But the Tarleton at the Tracks, they introduce, you know, a concept that sometimes is a little foreign pushed back against in Green Bay, and that's paying for a ticket. Even at $10 or $15, if you'll go to see a big budget movie screening or you want to go to a sports event, you'll pay that or more. And so just making people comfortable and excited to pay and support musicians in our area, that's something that we're working on.
Like a new normal being... What a deal.
Right.
$15? Yeah. Like, that's not a lot of money.
These are amazing musicians. They're here locally. Because they're not the Beatles or the Rolling Stones, doesn't mean that we shouldn't pay them, and doesn't mean that they shouldn't be able to make a living. Green Bay is producing a music and arts economy, and we can lead the charge. We just need to be really excited, all of us together, to make sure that we're paying for those things, just like we would for any other type of entertainment.
And they can come for 3 hours, so why don't you put a sign up saying a Packer game would cost you?
Yeah. great idea. We'll do that, Jim.
I think people, what I like about Green Bay, and a lot of people do this, but you allocate X amount of money, and then, you know, I love live theater, you know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Different types of music, and of course, you know, I like my Packers too, and UWGB basketball, season ticket holder for that, and we just have a lot of things going on here. I just want to make sure that it's not fading, that it's being elevated, and you're giving me some confidence that we're just, you didn't say we're just getting started, but
we are just getting started. Let me say it now, and the way that you can be confident in it is that there are three businesses that I own. And we're just expanding and expanding into more venues, because Green Bay is more excited about live music and art every day.
All right. We got to keep that going. All right. We're going to be back. I want to talk to you about what's next in Green Bay.
Please.
And I also want to talk to you about, if there's some budding musicians living and listening, what's your advice for them? I mean, you go to the big city, you do it here, and because everybody wants to get an album out like you have right now, like you're going to be launching, and that's exciting stuff. All right, we're going to be right back. You are listening to Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a show where we focus on the local area, the local community. And today we have in studio Tarl Knight. Tarl would be a leader in elevating the arts in the greater Green Bay community. He made a huge investment in the Tarleton Theater. It seats a couple hundred people, theater style, and the venues they have in there is just quite a mix. I mean, you have been there to see some different things besides the... You know, the film festival, you bring in jazz every week, and you allow some artists to come there, and maybe that's their second stop. The first stop might be stage one or a little smaller venue, and then they can come and go there, and next thing you know, they're at the Rush selling out, 12,000 seats. So they have to have that opportunity. Before I get back to you, Tarl, to tell us what we need to do next in Greater Green Bay to keep the arts elevated, I got to thank our sponsor, Nicolet Bank. Love those guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they've done so much here in Green Bay. You know, they started really not that long ago, if you think about it, 2002. And they've built 57 branches. They do commercial lending. They do, obviously, for your housing, auto. And they're just great. My kids, even though they don't even live in the city anymore, they still online banking. And
Daniels and his team have done a great job.
Aren't they?
And they're continually investing in Green Bay. Came on for the first number of years with All Bands on Deck. And so have a forward vision in supporting our community.
And selfishly for them, although that's the least of their values, but they help retain some talent here.
Absolutely.
They did a great job helping out with the City Deck, helping out with your events, and that gets people downtown. It gets people excited about their community, and we need to do that. So just a big shout out to Nicolet. Hey, we don't have a whole lot of time. Again, you feel good about the music and arts scene in Green Bay.
Yeah, the state of the arts and cultural scene in Green Bay is great. It's growing, and we're continuing to find new opportunities together in order to expand, in order to uncover more of it, in order to produce environments where we can all be creative and we continue to grow the opportunity for a music and arts economy, which means that Green Bay can be a leader in the Midwest in allowing for people to live on producing art and music. And a lot of folks do that in their free time outside of their week, work commitments. But we're creating an atmosphere where folks can then take the leap and become an artist and a musician full-time through the venues at the Tarleton Theater, at the Trax, the Truck Yard at the Tarleton, through a number of wonderful other venues in our community, through festivals. Recently, the Tarleton last year and this year have been celebrating the Bay Area Music Awards, the BAMMIES, which recognizes in over 40 categories now this year. Different musicians in genres and in different sectors of our music industry, whether it's music instructor of the year, music venue of the year, producers and recording artists and live sound techs, everyone who contributes to our wonderful music and arts community, we're recognizing them with an award series. And so that's something to stay, you know, in tune with, because not only through that series do you get to see your favorite bands win awards, but you get to learn about all of the new albums that are coming out in Green Bay. And there are many each year. Dozens of albums are produced in Green Bay. They're recorded here, mastered here. The artists and bands live here. Some of those albums go on to do great things. Recently, a Door County friend, Hans Christian, who I've worked with in the past, he won a Grammy. And so there are local people in Northeast Wisconsin going on to do fantastic things on behalf of our community and arts.
Wouldn't that be awesome to be known as a community where they not only celebrate the arts, but you can actually make a living?
Absolutely. You know, at the end of this month, the Tarleton, in celebration of 100 years since the construction of the West Theater, which is now the Tarleton, we're producing our own version of the Steelbridge Song Festival called West Songfest. We've got 20 musicians coming to the Tarleton all week to write and record songs together so that we can have a high concentration of music that we can say was written in the course of a week, dozens of songs right here in downtown Green Bay, putting those songs out into the world. With Green Bay inspiration behind them, that'll be really unique opportunity.
But Tarl, everything costs money. I mean, mostly everything. And I even, you know, I work at a homeless shelter, and some guy asked me today. I had lunch with him. He goes, "What's your operating budget?" And it's significant. Yeah. And you know, obviously, you can't charge people. But I mean, if we want to keep this going, and you know, you don't have NFL money. You don't have even some sports team money. How are you going to keep this going? You got a lot of good ideas, and it seems like there's some momentum going. I mean, thanks to you, but there's just a lot of people who are interested in the arts here in Green Bay. We have them come on our show once in a while and perform. And I love going into even a smaller restaurant and listening to an acoustic guitar. Like, that's, I love live music. And they're usually not, they're always super friendly about talking to them. And it's, to drop a 20 in there or something, that helps them out, you know? So, what do we need to do as a community?
What we need to do is continue to support each other and to redistribute our investment deliberately, intentionally, the dollars that we spend in the things that we value. So spend local. If you're going to go and support a big chain, that's great, because there are a lot of favorites out there. But make sure that you're looking at your neighborhood businesses. Make sure that you're looking at your local musicians. Those are the people who we shake hands with every day. Those are our friends. Those are the people coming to our birthday parties and the people on our street corners. And so invest in each other. If we're going to be Green Bay strong and proud, then we need to continue to make that local investment. Go out, instead of maybe seeing a streaming you know, series or movie, go and see an independent film that was created by a Wisconsin filmmaker. Go and support a musician at a local stage. Go and buy fresh local produce at a farmer's market and drop some money in the guitar case of a local busking musician. Be intentional, and let's use our dollars for the things that we care about most.
Tarl, is there a website that we can go to? You've got a ton of knowledge and things that are coming up and things that have been done and the venues, something that the listener can go to and kind of encapsulate all this?
Absolutely. Please visit thetarleton.com in order to learn about all the great shows we have coming on. We're the proud home of the Green Bay Jazz Orchestra, the Green Bay Film Festival. We have a wonderful arts and cultural partnership with the Widener and the University of Wisconsin Green Bay.
All right. That's awesome. Keep up the good work. We're going to have you back, and
thanks,
good luck with that album. Let us know when you're going to... I want to sound like I'm hip. When you drop the album, is that what I'm supposed to say?
I'll drop it so hard, and I'll send you an invite, Jim. Thank you.
Great. All right. Tarl Knight, Tarleton Theater here, downtown Green Bay, someone who not only has his own business, but really takes care of the arts throughout the community. Thank you for coming in. All right. We'll be back next week. Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller and Northeast Wisconsin hip-hop artist and musician Matt Harper joins me in studio. We're going to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump's advisors expected to meet with Russian officials in Saudi Arabia this week to begin peace negotiations over the war in Ukraine. Ukraine's President Zelensky telling NBC's Meet the Press that Ukraine has to be included in any talks about the war.
I'm sure that we have to be there, otherwise it's not acceptable.
From extreme cold in the northern plains to deadly flooding in Kentucky, severe weather crossing the U.S.'s driver in Pennsylvania was white-knuckled.
It was bad. It was slick. I was going as slow as I could on, like, the back roads, but I was just trying not to, like, spin off the road.
Pretty bad in Kentucky. At least 9 people have died in this most recent round of harsh weather, including 8 people in that state who died as creeks swelled from heavy rain and water-covered roads. The IRS set to lay off thousands of probationary workers in the middle of tax season, the move part of the Trump administration's push to shrink the federal workforce. This is ABC News. A crisis